Clerics loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr announced the extended truce between his Mahdi army militia and U.S. and Iraqi forces during Friday prayers. Iraqi government and U.S. military officials immediately welcomed the move, saying the initial six-month truce helped to sharply reduce attacks on Iraqi and U.S. troops, as well as diminish sectarian violence in Iraq. In a press release Friday, the multinational force in Iraq said the extension would foster national reconciliation and allow coalition and Iraqi security forces to focus on combating al-Qaeda terrorists. The press release said those who continue to honor al-Sadr's pledge would be treated with respect and restraint, but warned security forces would continue to crack down on criminals who violate the law and dishonor the ceasefire. On Thursday, hundreds of Mahdi militiamen marched through the al-Sadr-controlled neighborhood of Baghdad known as Sadr City. The parade marked the fourth anniversary of the Shiite uprising against U.S.-led security and honored those militiamen killed by U.S. and Iraqi soldiers. Al-Sadr spokesman Sheikh Jamal al-Sudani addressed the rally, and despite the defiant tone of the marchers, he made it clear they would not renew fighting. Even though the ceasefire has contributed to a sharp decline in attacks across Iraq, there has been a debate among al-Sadr supporters on whether the ceasefire should be extended. Many of them say U.S. and Iraqi troops have used the truce to arrest al-Sadr supporters in southern Iraq, where Shiite militias are competing for influence. Al-Sadr's militia is one of the most powerful in Iraq, and a call for renewed fighting could jeopardize recent improvements in security. Daniel Scharf, for VOA News, Erbil.